It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Caitlin Mills.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton. Lots of terrific ways to get out and do some good for the community this week. For example, the Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale starts today. Woohoo! The book sale is the major fundraiser for the Friends of the Library, so you can indulge your book buying habit and support our local libraries at the same time.
The sale starts today from 4 to 8 and continues through Sunday.
And they have moved to a bright new location this year, inside the convention center in the Texas Rooms. Today is no tax day, tomorrow is Teacher Appreciation Day, and Sunday is $10 a bag day. Hardbacks and paperbacks are $2, and children's books are $2 an inch.
Check the Friends of the Library website for more details about the schedule and all the different bargains.
On Saturday morning, you can join Marine Corps League 975 as they support local veterans and kick off the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. It's the 18th annual Leatherneck 5K Run. Runners are invited to gather at 7:30 a.m. for the Marine Corps birthday cake cutting ceremony. The actual run will kick off at 8:15 a.m.
It is $35 to participate, and the local Marine Corps Reserve Unit will also be collecting new unwrapped toys for Tots.
The Friends of the Farm are hosting a work day at the World Hunger Farm tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. Any interested volunteers are invited to come help out. There will be jobs for every age of volunteer, and Ginger the Pig will be there to cheer you on.
The farm is located at 356 Spring Lake Road. You can find directions on the World Hunger Relief Farm website.
This Saturday is the first Saturday of the month, and every first Saturday, you're invited to bring your aluminum cans to the Cameron Park Zoo. They will make sure your cans are recycled properly, and all the money made from recycling will go into an enrichment account to buy our animals special treats and toys.
They can only accept aluminum cans like the canned soda comes in. No soup, tuna, or other food cans, please.
Moving on to the arts, tonight is the opening reception for the annual Ekphrasis Downtown Art Exhibit. Loosely translated, ekphrasis means to bring art and words together. Each year, the Central Texas Artist Collective pairs up local artists and poets who work together throughout the year to create art and poems that go together. These works are on display in the windows of various downtown shops and businesses. The theme for the exhibit this year is Veracity. The works focus on migration to immigration stories and the psychological effect that ripples through generations.
The reception will take place from 6 to 10 tonight at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue. It will include a live performance by Isis Lee and viewings of the Ekphrasis film entries. Your $10 ticket will support the work of the Central Texas Artists Collective.
Baylor University Theater continues its season with a modern take on the epic tale Antigone. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2. The musical will be presented in the Maybe Theater in the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Center. It is a green series show, which means it will be more lean and minimalistic than a regular show. This is to train the theater students to exercise and strengthen their creativity.
Tickets start at $15.
Last night was Halloween, and this weekend many people are celebrating Dia de los Muertos. You can join in the celebration tomorrow. Quetzalco Taqueria is hosting a traditional festival of Dia de los Muertos with live music, dance, art, and an outdoor showing of Coco. The event will have all kinds of activities for the entire family to enjoy and will include a vendor village, food trucks, and ofrendas to our ancestors. You're encouraged to dress up and wear your best calavera or skull makeup, but there will also be face painting stations available in case you need a little help getting into the spirit. You will also have the chance to decorate sugar skulls, which you can take home and place on your own ofrenda.
The festival will take place tomorrow night from 6:30 to 10:30 at the South Waco Recreation Center on Spate. It is free to the public.
The weather is getting a little colder, so you may even be turning your thoughts toward, dare I say it?
Oh no.
Christmas! The Junior League of Waco is hosting its 14th annual Deck the Halls Holiday Gift Market this weekend at the Convention Center. The market opens today at 9 a.m. and runs through Sunday. Besides the market, they will have a plethora of special events ranging from gingerbread bash to cookies with the clauses.
Market passes are $10 for a one-day pass and $15 for a three-day pass. You can get your tickets and the whole schedule of events on the Junior League of Waco website.
One more pre-Christmas tip. Tickets for the Baylor Chamber Singer Christmas concert go on sale today. And if you want to add this phenomenal concert of some of Baylor's finest singers to your holiday season, you better act quickly. You can get your tickets in the lobby of the McCrary Music Building during regular business hours. They are $15 apiece.
And finally, if you are the slightest bit interested in architecture, you're in luck.
Waco Walks and the Historic Waco Foundation are hosting an architecture bingo walk in Castle Heights neighborhood Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Local architecture historian Ken Hafertiep will teach us to spot the interesting architectural elements on some of the most beautiful homes in Waco. Meet up at the parking lot at 33rd and Franklin across from the back of the castle. The walk is free.
I love all these names. That's so great. Sounds like a great week. Thank you, Ashley, and your team for all you do.
Well, thanks for having me, Kately. I appreciate it.
That's my hometown.